The Plumped Serpent is all about transformation through nature connection. My name is Isabel Bloom, and I love being out in nature and transforming myself. In this show, I and my guests share transformational journeys and insights, as well as simple tools and practices to transform yourself through nature connection. I believe that we can shift our being in every moment, and that we have infinite possibilities to choose from, and that life happens for us, not to us. Let's explore nature within and without. Hello, everybody who is listening, and thank you for joining another episode of The Plumped Serpent. Today, I'm very much delighted to talk with Samaj Ramal Crawford for the second time. Samaj has recently launched his own podcast, The C Word, where he's talking about his book with the same name. And Samaj is also a hands-on energy healer. He's the founder of the MBS Balancing System. He's teaching the integrative flow technique. He's also the man on top of the mountain. He's a mentor and much, much more. For example, the student of the Law of One. Welcome, Samaj. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to our talk.
Thank you. Thank you. I am always excited to talk to you. So, you know, it's second invitation, second acceptance. I will be there when you call, because it's just amazing hanging out with you.
Yes. Actually, we are kind of friends, although we haven't met in person. But yes, I think the universe was quite present.
Absolutely. So, like, in actuality, we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary.
Oh,
in many ways. Yeah.
Okay.
I got a reminder from one of my apps or something that, you know, it sent me a reminder that it's been a year since you signed up for the course that we met on. And so it was like, oh, that's our anniversary. So I was kind of excited about that.
So then it's a perfect timing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you launched your own podcast, The C Word. How did it come, and what is your motivation to do that?
Wow, how did it come? It came with great pain and great growth, if you will. You know, it's the podcast has been something that lots of my young mentors, like you, and you know, some friends of mine have said, you know, Samaj, you should do a podcast. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I'm gripping on to this reality that I don't have a voice. You know, what would I podcast about? You know, and I've had my book out for a long time, but you know, I'd never even thought of expressing more about it. And so through a whole lot of other things happening, you know, launching my integrated flow technique course, and you know, in my mind, launching of the course was going to be a financial gain, right? But after launching the course, You know, my guides tell me that the course needs to be free, that the course needs to be offered to everybody, because that healing technique, anyone and everyone can do. And that kind of knowledge shouldn't cost anyone any amount of money. And that went down real easy. It was, okay, that makes sense. And so it's there. But the podcast came, you know, you had started yours and just doing a kick butt job. And I'm like, wow, Isabel is killing this thing. And my friend was like, dude, you should just do your podcast. And so I started with number one. And man, I've kind of been on a roll. I'm enjoying the process, and I'm getting used to, strange enough, hearing my voice, because I don't necessarily like hearing it, you know, come out of speakers. So it's just a new adventure, you know, and I take adventures quickly, you know, especially when they present themselves as something new. And so I'm kind of enjoying it. So it's just another way of expressing, if you will, the at least my perspective of these universal truths to help people on their path, you know. So there I go. I'm running with it.
And you're actually living or embodying what you say in the book many times. You live the change. So you allow change to happen. You allow yourself to express what is inside of you, what needs to come out. And you're going on a journey.
I'm always on a journey. It never stops, you know. If you're really seeking, if you're really looking, then you will always be on a journey. And that's kind of the foundation, you know. Because I've come to understand that, you know, kind of my position in this world, my purpose, which is really powerful when you come to grips with your purpose, or at least a purpose, you know, of what you're supposed to be doing on this earth. And I used to do motivational speaking. I used to go, you know, to different venues and speak some of the same stuff that I'm talking now, but with the intent of motivating someone into doing something for themselves. And as I stayed on my journey, I realized that the terminology of motivating someone was absolutely wrong with the work I was doing, because in my mind, I was giving myself the power to make someone do something, and found out it's impossible. I can't do that. I can't motivate or put anyone into action. So I demoted myself to inspirational speaker, because I might inspire a person to look at things and say, hey, I need to move, or hey, I need to find something to do, you know. But a lot of people will take in a lot of information. And nothing's bad with learning. There's nothing wrong with learning. The The difficulty comes when you have to start putting what you know into action in some form, you know. And so now with this podcast, with my book, I believe my intent and my purpose is just to be a road sign. No, better than a road sign, a billboard, right? I want to be that billboard that's big enough for you to see and give you the opportunity to make a turn here and start doing something, or see the sign. And there's so many different analogies out there. You know, it's like, oh, I see the sign and the sign's in front of you. And yeah, read the sign and then do something, you know. So I kind of like that a lot better. And the ease of my podcast is that I'm taking information that I've already put out, but now I can express it just a little bit more than just what you might read in the book. And so, yeah, I'm really, really happy with the outcome of what's going on.
And you mentioned some crucial points here. By the way, Samaj is also a certified life coach. He's so many things. So I forgot that to mention at the beginning. I'm coming across many fundamental truths in the last days or weeks. One is that we need to switch this mentality of teacher student. As someone who is practicing Taoist yoga, I know this kind of ancient relationship of this teacher and the student. And the teacher is like, he knows everything. And he has this kind of position to tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. But I came across people recently who live a total different approach. And you mentioned it before. We need to make people like conscious that they are their own teacher. They are their best own teachers. And as you said, all we can do, some of us at least, we can be like these guides, or as you said before, we can offer inspirations.
Right.
But
right.
You said also people need to take their own actions, and we can't tell them what they shall do. Right. That needs to come from inside of them, that needs to emerge. It is like something when you're really tapped into your source or your connection to the source. In everybody, this kind of emerges differently or shows up differently, and we can't tell people what they shall do.
Right.
And in your experience, what is this kind of key that people take action? Also from your experience, for example, making your own podcast.
Yeah, well, you know, it's it reminds me of, and if you've heard this quote, you see me post it before, is like, the best teachers will show you where to look, but won't tell you what to see. And that's the approach that I want to take. And a podcast is just a perfect way for me to do that. You know, it's like, look here, again, with the signs. But in my life, what depends on the kind of person you are, actually, right? Because some people see an issue or see something to work on, and they just jump right in, right? And I am a little cautious. I'm a little slow, if you will. I procrastinate a lot, you know. But what really puts me into action is listening, right? I really have to take the time to stop and really listen to myself, right? Because one of my goals in my life is to live out the things that I speak. I hate showing up as the hypocrite, right? To tell people, choose what you want to do and then do it. And it really bothers me when I see something that I really want to do, and for whatever reason, probably because I'm human, but for whatever reason, I haven't stepped into what it is that I want to do. What's keeping me from doing this? And you really have to go inside to search yourself, search your feelings, search your emotions, search your reasonings for not doing what you want to do. And 9 out of 10 times, it comes down to a fear, right? A fear of dot, dot, dot. And so then you go to work on that fear. And when you find out, and you will find out, that that fear is self-produced, you can do processes. There are several processes out there to address this fear that's holding you and get rid of that fear and step into what it is that you want to do. So I know when action happens for me, I know it's part of a growth process because somewhere I've addressed a fear and let that fear go. And so it allows me to move forward. And, you know, the people that I coach, when we bump up against their fears, you know, we will start first. I have them look at themselves and find out what fear is keeping you from doing this. And then what we do together is find a way to address that fear and keep focus on what you want to do. Because, you know, you can do both. You don't have to let go of what you want to do to address a fear. And so, like I said, for me to start this podcast, all I really had to do to get it going was do the first one. It was amazing. It was amazing to me when I pushed the record button and started speaking. My whole body just went, "You did it! And you didn't die!" You know, it really, really, it was really just a whole lot off of me, because up until that time, that was the fear. That something horrible would happen if I went out and started speaking my truth, you know. So I that's what I recommend. That's what I do. That's what I did, and it feels really, really good right now. So, yeah. Did that make sense?
That's up to the people who are listening.
You guys get back with Isabel, tell her it made sense and that it helps some kind of way, please, because I need to know.
At least for me, it made total sense.
Okay.
And you speak loud and clear, so.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, fears are kind of interesting. They can teach you a lot when you are facing them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. simply face them and see what happens. And as you said, when you have this urge to seek assistance, mm-hmm. do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
there are so many people out there who are of support, of genuine support. And again, yep. It's up to you to discern.
Right.
And we come back again to be really connected to yourself, to your core, to your source that is actually also a part of the source of everything.
Yep.
It's really mind-blowing. I mentioned that you are a student of the Law of One. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on that, what that is. But when you are getting it, that you are a multidimensional being, it's incredible what we are actually.
And
we are in this time where more and more people remember that, what they actually are. And you can really feel it in the air that there's so much movement. I mean, there are people who are living the new earth already, or who are living this kind of different relationships to themselves, to the universe, to other people, to the planet, to other beings. And it is really this coming back to yourself, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've talked about this before. It's mind blowing, like you said, to actually see it happening now, you know. And you said something else that was really, really important, especially when it comes to talking to someone else or asking for help or assistance. You know, if, and this is for your listeners, we all come to a point where, you know, either we're gathering knowledge or we're seeking knowledge, where, you know, you kind of come up against, okay, I'm seeing this, I'm hearing this, but I don't get it. You know, it's just not sinking in, or it's bumping up against everything that you've known or everything that you were taught. And although you're experiencing something different, right, what you were taught was that it's supposed to come out this way. And, you know, and they're not adding up. And those are the times when you need to ask someone or talk to someone. And because of the fear of rejection, the fear of being judged, the fear of someone misunderstanding what you're trying to ask and then turning around and making something worse of the situation. And trust me, it can and does happen, you know, because we take those precious thoughts and feelings that we're collecting and we put them out to people who has given us the wrong information in the first place. And what I'm saying is, like, you can't go to somebody who you don't trust with information that you're trying to find out. And so in your seeking, you come across people who understand you, right? They're the weird people too. They're the people with these strange thoughts that you have. And those are the people that you want to plug into. This this oneness that we have also controls, no, it doesn't control. The law of attraction works, period, right? We attract like-minded people. We attract all the things that we have in our life to us by what we focus on the most. So if you want answers, focus on the answers and focus on the outcomes rather than the obstacles, you know, and fear makes you focus on the obstacles. And so as you drop your fears of where am I going, keep in mind that you're going someplace. You're not being stagnant. So focus on an outcome of meeting someone, you know, who can help you on your journey because they show up, you know. Focus on daily being the best you every day in the understanding of who you believe you are, not who's anybody's told you you need to be. And, you know, I believe that the universe brings it to you. I believe that you get what you need right when you need it. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. It just happens like that. And you have to trust your processes. And so don't be afraid to reach out, because we're all on this journey together. And all the things that have happened to us as a planet, right, especially in the past couple of years, you can put a definition on what you want to call it, bad, good, or transformative. I'd like to look at all this stuff that's happened, you know, with COVID and la 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 la, the other C word, right? COVID. And it's like, I look at it and it's like, this is a transformational period, because what it did is caused a lot of people to separate, right? I mean, it separated the planet, it separated countries, but if you break it down, it separated individuals to where they're looking at their individual life and they're looking at everything around them and going, whoa, I matter. You know, I make a difference. And you start at a smaller level in trying to affect the world than you know, our corporate jobs that we had but don't have anymore. You know, and you didn't change anything in the world with it. You were just going to work. But now things are so personal. And when you start there, then you start to expand in a whole metaphysically different way. And you find that, wow, I'm connected to my neighbor right here, you know, or I'm connected to somebody all the way across the ocean. And, you know, we're thinking the same thing and we're changing lives in what we're doing, you know, and it's not about changing gajillions of lives at once. You know, the planet changes one person at a time. When one person changes their mind about who they are and what purpose they have, then the planet changes, because that person starts to change everything. And it's beautiful when you look at it. This, the law of one pretty much just says we're all one, you know, and man, we are made of the same stuff. We are all this energetic force that is amazing. It's just mind blowing, you know, that that we all exist for each other, but we don't know it yet. you know, and but we're getting to know it. And it's going to happen. That's all.
Yes, we are cosmic beings. We are stardust embodied embodied on this wonderful planet. That's true. Yes. Yeah. For me, it's kind of astonishing. But okay, I had another journey. But I mean, who else have you? You have first and foremost yourself. So really, really start your journey with yourself. Go inside and, as you mentioned before, have a look at all your different bodies, your physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, and energetic body. And explore them, like be like a child, curious. Have a look, explore, observe, play around. we really need to deeply relax on all levels. Relax into your being and enjoy it. It's so amazing just to be, simply to exist. I mean, this is incredible.
It is.
Why are you making everything so complicated and weird and whatever? It's really simple when you come back to this basic fundamental truths. Of simply to be.
Yep. And connect, man. You know, it's like the thing about you is that you, when I see you, I think nature, right? I think outside the box. And you know, I'm in Indiana in the United States, and it's freaking cold outside, right? And yet I still find a moment to get out of the house, right? Even if I'm just walking to a corner of my yard and observing the life that's going on in my yard. In the trees. And you know, it's like when we talk about one, you can't exclude nature, right? There's a oneness in nature, because you know, depending on what you believe, you know, that's where we come from, right? You know, if nature expresses itself without all of the filters that we include when we try to express ourselves. And when you see that beauty, it reminds you of your beauty. And man, you know, it's like, there's Isabel. I need to go get some nature. And you know, because it's like, she's just like this tree to me that is blossoming and growing. And you are, I'm going to say it like you're not here, but you know, that's what you remind me of, man, is growth and nature. And I always have to get some after I talk to you. It's like I'm going out and, you know, cut some wood or do something else, you know, and just hang out. But that's a vital part of connecting to yourself, is connecting to this earth. And a lot of energy comes from her, and we need to, you know, make that part of our expression, is where are we in nature? Because you'll find that it's part of your body, you know, and you got to connect to that. And so it's, you know me, I get blown away just about everything I think about. So, but it's amazing to do that. To have something to get blown away with, besides everything around us. We, you know, unplug, you know, I mean, this is how we learn. These are the things we do, you know, listening to podcasts, watching movies, whatever we do. Technology's here. Can't deny that. But man, unplugging is worth it. You know, turn it off and just step out. You know, you can come back here later. It's just going to always be here. It's, yeah, some amazing stuff.
Yes, we are nature. That's true. Yes, we can get everything from nature. There's simply abundance. Everything is already there. All we need to do is tap into the beingness, tap into this, this source. And you can actually sit at the river or at the water body or in a forest and you can feel, I speak for myself because I feel it. But you can really, when you allow it to happen and relax, can really feel how you are recharged simply by sitting in nature. You don't need to do anything. It is done for you. You are nourished on all levels. And that is also the thing with spirituality. We have such a distorted idea of what spirituality is.
Mm-hmm.
We think it is something we have to learn or to acquire or to train or whatever, but man, you are spirit.
Right.
So, simply allow it to be and right. you are it already. You don't need to train anything. That is kind of a strange idea.
Right.
And beings like you who really embody this and people realize that, Samaj is actually living that. He's really embodying that. He had his journey. He had also his learnings. But at a certain point, he realized that he is the spirit, he is earth, he is water, he is fire, he is everything. And that is also a kind of expression of this oneness, that we are spirit, we are earth, we are that.
Yeah. You said it in the beginning. You know, it wasn't so much learning all of this, it was remembering, you know, and you also said, you know, man, tap into the child that you are, tap into your 3-year-old that is adventurous, your 3-year-old that, you know, because, you know, I've got 16 grandkids, right? And so I've got to look at them all different levels, right? And it's the 2 and 3-year-old kids that are the explorers. You know, they're fearless. One, because they haven't learned any different. You know, they know, oh, don't touch this and don't do this, because as parents, those are the biggest words we tell everybody, don't and no, you know. And so they already know those words at 2 and 3 years old. But given the opportunity, if you take a 2 or 3-year-old out to the woods, there is no limits. Man, I'm gonna touch this. I'm going to feel this. I'm going to run. I'm going to grab a tree, pull the bark off and chew it. You know, they don't care. And most of the time, nothing happens to them, except they experience the world for them at a pure and undaunted level, right? And so kids pick up bugs. They haven't learned to fear, but they will try to eat them. Everything has to be touched, felt, and tasted. You know, experience everything around you with all of your senses. And man, just thinking about it, doesn't it just elevate you when you think about free children, watching them? I couldn't imagine. You know, if they had the intelligence of adults, right, embodied in that spirit, we'd have one hell of a planet. You know, because we wouldn't have to fear. What kid is naturally afraid of another kid, right? I've seen 2 and 3 year olds from different families come together in a hallway and hug each other because that's what I want to do. Hi, who are you? I don't know, but let me hug you. Okay. You know, and it's like, wow, wouldn't that be an awesome planet? If all we really wanted to do was experience that other person in front of us and hug them. I have never seen a 2 or 3 year old initially hurt anybody. You know, and man, when you can operate with that kind of peace and power, there's power in that peace. There's power in that remembering the child and living for the experience. Because experience is the best teacher. Not everything that you read, not everything that you were told, because a real life experience will tell you that everything that you heard and told doesn't even compare to what's really happening. And right now, right? Not your past, can't happen again. Not the future, because you can't know. There's no way you know. But man, right now, if I live for the right now experience, and I want to live that experience as a 3-year-old, even though I'm 60 something, right? It's like, okay, so I'm going through this world and I'm going to be 3 in a 60-year-old body. And the next person that I meet, I am just going to be so happy to see them that I go, can I hug you? Yeah, I scare a lot of people in my life, but I make more friends, right? I meet more people, even if I got a mask on. It doesn't matter, because the mask doesn't matter, because your spirit is not masked. So don't let all this fear of other people keep you from naturally being with other people, being with other people. We are humans being, you know, and it's like, man, it's exciting for me, you know. Sorry. Did I get excited? I did, because I love living like that. I love it.
It's truly and really, really, yeah, really nourishing on all levels.
It is.
Again, have a look at children. How do they look to you? They look just like a bursting of energy. They're round and juicy and yeah, they are also embodying purity, and You said that before, we accumulate so many stuff. I mean, man, these backpacks we have on our backs, what is inside of them that is simply not useful?
Yeah.
There are things who are really useful, yes. And yes, you have your experiences, you have your learning processes, but there are so many things that, yeah, just get rid of them. And really, this accumulation also, people really underestimate these effects, really on all levels, physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, energetically. The body, we are designed to purify ourselves in milliseconds and faster. The body is always getting rid of things. That is the natural state of the body. And we simply get in the way of that. So yeah, we don't do ourselves a favor when we inhibit this process happening. And this is happening naturally. We don't have to do anything for that. I mean, when you're eating, at some point you need to go to the toilet, and it happens naturally. You with every breath, you're purifying yourself. I mean, think about that. It's amazing. It's simply amazing. You can purify yourself with every breath you take. That is mind-blowing. Yeah. It is really these things. And as you said, these children that are just really this pure. This word love is so loaded. It is heavily loaded, but I don't have another one. So they're really embodying this pure love for life, for existence.
So you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Everybody's experience. I'm glad we talked about kids, because that's amazing. I mean, and who doesn't like a baby, right? It's like, you know, even people who are messed up, you know, they'll go, oh man, what a cute little baby. You know, it's like babies and dogs, you know.
And cats for some people.
And cats. Okay. Yeah, okay. Not the cat person. Sorry. But, you know, but pets, whatever you have, you know, because people who have pets understand people who love their pets, should I say, you know, understand unconditional love, because that pet, you know, even though, and just like a child, you know, depends on you for the things that you give it, but they give so much more, you know, when you come home, right? And so, you know, I mean, a cat, just like a kid, you know, can find so much pleasure in a box. You know, it's like I've seen my grandkids spend more time with the box their present came in than the present that I got them, you know. And so when you have that kind of freedom to enjoy and explore, you know, there's a lot to be said about just the mentality of experience, you know, and those backpacks that you were talking about, you know. If you think about everything in there, everything in that backpack, you chose, right? And all the things that you're carrying around with you, you chose. There's nothing in your life and think about this very, very carefully. Nothing in your life that you did not essentially choose. At some point, you had to make a decision that put you where you are, how you are, and who you are. Not to say that there aren't other influences out there that have influenced your choices, but you still had a choice. Okay. And I go deeper into that in the book. And since it's in the book, I'll go deeper into that with my podcast. But, you know, I like saying that statement because that was the first statement that that made me buck my own system. You know, one of my mentors, it's a guy named Jack Canfield, and he has a book that's called The Success Principles. And the first chapter in that book says, take 100% responsibility for everything that has happened in your life. And in my life, you know, I got mad, let me put it like that, when I started that first chapter, because in my life there was childhood sexual abuse, right? And I carried that backpack forever, right? And I'll say that I carried it emotionally, not because my body at that age actually cut that episode out of my physical memory. All right. Subconsciously, though, and this is a long story, I won't go through the whole thing, I was living out the effects of my body covering that over because of the pain. Okay. But once I realized what it was, then I had a whole bunch of other stuff to put in my backpack. You know, like who I'm going to hate because of the situation. You know, how can I forgive anybody for that? You know, all these other things that I had a choice. Excuse me, my hearing aid took off. I had a choice on what I was going to put in that bag, what I was going to carry around as mine from this past situation. And I know that's a toughie. And I know there's people out there who have experienced abuse in all different kinds of ways, you know, but I will say there's a way, you know, there's a way that when you take responsibility for the things that you can control, right? You have, and this is for anybody out there with that experience, you had no control over your abuser. Okay, that's not what we're saying by taking 100% responsibility. No, you had no control over that. But when you came of age to take forgiveness as one of your ways, to take the guilt and shame out of your life because you can, because there was a long period of guilt, there was a long period of shame in my life, but I chose to feel those. And see, what we are responsible for is our choices for ourselves. Okay. So I want to just grip on that it's all about choice and it's all about perspective. And so if your perspectives aren't allowing you to live a fuller and happier life, please change your perspective. Find another way to look at this thing that may seem horrible, But I guarantee you, if you turn around and look at the other side of your own life, you can make other choices that will bring you joy. You can make other choices that will take the weight of carrying your past off your back. Man, when you can drop that backpack and experience yourself lighter and happier just because you chose to drop the backpack, you know, and I have people do that in sessions. You know, I will literally, I'll hold my hands on their shoulders and tell them to stand up, and they can't. And I said, that weight is all the crap that you're carrying. What would it feel like if it were gone? And we experience it in our sessions as pressure, as weight. And I'm telling anybody out there that if you would metaphysically in your mind see all that crap off of you, when you open your eyes, you'll be 10 pounds lighter. And you realize at that moment, you have a choice. If I want to feel it, you got a choice. If I want to do away with it, you have that choice. That's the one thing we take away from ourselves, is our choice to choose. And it's powerful in releasing your kid, releasing that inner child. Because I guarantee that child is in you, dying to get out. But you have to choose to let it out.
Yes, that is a really powerful personal experience you had, and you chose at one point to have a different perspective, and it's really very powerful what we can do, because we are infinite possibilities.
Yeah.
And someone said recently, life is happening for us and not to us. And this is so beautiful. Mm. Well, when you see your existence this way, that is happening for you and not to you. It's not right. Your enemy. It's your
That's beautiful.
It's your companion and your friend.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, you are a coach, you are a healer, you are a mentor, you are doing a podcast. Where can people get in touch with you?
Because it's new, you can find out for me. I don't know the website for the podcast.
I will add it.
Yeah, you can add that. But people can contact me at a great new you, Samaj at a great new you. That's the website where me and my partner work on educating people with this, you know, with truth and with just knowledge that you can come there. And my podcast does show up on that page, but Samaj at a great new you, and you can add that one too. And so you can get a hold of me there. I'm on Facebook, Samaj Ramal Crawford, Samaj R. Crawford. And I'm there, you know, I'm when the student is seeking, they'll find me, you know. If they want to find me, they'll find me. Then I'll talk. Then I will open up. You know, it's just like, I love those chance meetings, right? Those are the powerful ones, and they're not chance. That was like, okay, I know why we met, you know, and it happens like that. It can be powerful, huh?
Yes, it can be supportive, uplifting, encouraging, and all this other amazing stuff. And sometimes it can also be, kind of a punch in the face, but in a positive way.
Yes, we call those lessons.
Yes, yes, life lessons. That's true.
Life lessons, right.
Yes, thank you very much, Samaj. It's just, I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you.
One day we'll be those kids. One day we'll be those kids, and I'll just run up and hug you. And people are like, what's up with that?
One day it will happen for sure.
I'm still seeing it. I am still seeing it. So,
yeah, me too.
All right.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, subscribe and leave a message on the Plumped Serpent Anchor site. I'd love to hear what you got from the episode. And send someone this show to support their transformational journey. We will be back in 2 weeks, and in the meantime, connect with yourself and nature to the greatest good of all. May the magic of the Plumped Serpent be with you.